For Altobelli, it's the beginning at his seventh Major League Baseball organization. He served with the New York Yankees for the past 2 years as minor league camp coordinator and bench coach, plus directed traffic along the first base coaching lines. With the Yanks, he had the pleasure to be associated with first baseman Don Mattingly. Pound for pound, Joe believes, perhaps the best he's ever seen, both on and off the ball field. Joe says he and George Steinbrenner got along. Alto had no problem in getting permission to seek the Orioles and Cubs managerial jobs. And George sent congratulatory telegrams for Steinbrenner. We're talking three paragraphs when Joe's O's won the AL East and World Series. Joe found that George's problem was wanting to win too much.
And he wants to win 162 ball games, and he doesn't want to hear, well, you know, it's tough to do that. He wants to know why you can't win 162. And there's nothing wrong with that, except we know it's kind of tough. I think George gets fired on by the media when things are going a little wrong and things are a little sticky. But they really don't know the 95% of George Steinbrenner that donates a lot of money here or there. He turns around and speaks at a college, and then after donates about $20,000 or so to the college. And those are some of the things that they don't hear about.
In Baltimore, Alto got the unceremonious shaft from owner Edward Bennett Williams, a man that doesn't know enough about the game, Joe says. And maybe it was justification after the Orioles continued to slide when Earl Weaver came back to manage again. After revamping the San Francisco Giants and gaining the Manager of the Year title for bringing the club back to respectability, Joe was let go late in the 1979 season.
It was a real hurting thing for me simply because it was the first time I had ever been fired either as a ball player or a manager. And I think I took 3 days at that time and kind of just isolated myself from everybody. The firing of Baltimore didn't hurt as much as far as down deep. I just thought it was a mistake, and of course, naturally, probably turned out to be the best thing for me, simply because the ball club really didn't do much better after I left.
Alto says many times a wife and kids can't come before baseball, but he's done all right raising a family right here in Rochester.
I've been here 23 years. It's been most enjoyable. My children were raised here, married kids from here, and they're all here. All of my six children are here in Rochester, and I have 11 grandchildren. I guess children get weaned on certain things, but there's never been any hurting from it as far as that goes. My wife's done a tremendous job with the children, and now, of course, they're all grown. But I don't think that ever was a major problem. I think if it had been, I probably wouldn't be in baseball today.
Joe wants another shot at managing, glorified teaching, he calls it. A gut feeling will tell him when it's time to get out of the game, but there's no stopping him now. Baseball years have passed quickly, and he feels it, but he also believes the game can keep a person young.
The only time I feel old is when I have to shave in the morning and I look at that old puss in the mirror. But being around ballplayers day after day, all summer long, kind of puts you in that area. And you have no time to worry about your aches and pains. You just continually fortify yourself. You make yourself a stronger person. I think that's what I like about the game of baseball or professional sports. Internally, you become a strength.
With the Cubs, Alto is up against a 47-year drought since a World Series flag has flown at Wrigley Field. But Joe sees an important combination of veterans, with Andre Dawson belting balls into the bleachers and Goose Gossage firing through the stadium shadows. Plus, Joe feels rested and ready, like he did before Baltimore's World Series crown in 1983.
Basically, you usually have to catch a break in order to win. I think it's this momentum thing is important. I think the best nucleus of a ball club is when you have the good veteran along with the good young player. And I think Chicago is in that area. So I really think that that's going to be very important for our ball club. And I really think it might be the year of the Cub.
Alto says the game's been good to him. It's also been an education. And Joe hopes he can teach a trick or two in Chicago this summer. I'm Bill Flynn.